Hello and welcome to the March 2020 update. Dashing and daring, courageous and caring. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alterion. Last month, the game world was flooded with Flutterhearts for Valentine's Day. I hope every one of you were able to snag some cool candy. I had more planned for the event, but I simply ran out of time to prepare, but we'll definitely be doing them next year. Our next event will be the Spring Festival, orchestrated by Morpheus. It will begin on March 20th and end sometime on March 23rd, and involve some teleporting mobs and quests to discover. In addition to preparing for the spring event, Morpheus has been busy making improvements to the Newbie Islands, such as adding more animals to the Endira Forest and to the Cordwood, in hopes of making skinning and butchering jobs easier. He also has updated the equipment in Bandera Azul with the hopes of bringing new life to the area. Drak, Myril, and Morpheus have finally finished continuing the island quest lines from Dragontooth out to the mainland. They have chained together several Ralnoth quests in a comprehensible order, and the Commoner's Square is aboard with even more jobs, quests, and the like. Last month, Drak introduced a new daily event for Mondays, the Great Snipe Hunt. He also made it so that daily events now grant minor boons for completing them. Adding silver or sky iron based studs to leather weapons now gives them Lycanthrope Bane or No Norm damage, respectively. The Undead Scourge, Devil Ill, and Angel Ravage unguents can now be applied to weapons to give them a short-lived Bane effect. Drak made some improvements to battle tactics to keep incompatible skills from showing up in combos together. Something many have probably already noticed have been the adjustments to fame calculations. These have been done to increase fame accuracy and screen out fame from areas that are no longer open. This had the side effect of many areas being properly grandfathered open that should have been in the past. If all works as planned, within the next month we should see two new areas released. The Sea of Despair, a level 43 group 15 area by Morpheus, and the Giant's Dream, a level 38 solo area by Kagome. In March, I will be making some changes to reduced antidotes so that the maximum number of antidotes that you carry and the efficacy of those antidotes will be tied to your thief level and knowledge of the reduced antidote skill. I will also be introducing a proper Assassin's Guild and begin implementing guild-based jobs.